less transparent. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The White House, through Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, now referring all questions about the Biden classified documents issue to either the Justice Department or the White House counsel.
Their insistence on sending queries to the DOJ is obviously creating an atmosphere of suspicion here in the nation's capital, say critics, who are not only asking more questions, they're beginning to wonder, what is this White House hiding?
I already answered your question. Go ahead.
You really did.
Well, I did.
No, you didn't.
Well, it's your opinion. It's your opinion. That is your opinion.
As the White House continues to refuse to answer basic questions about the document drama, the longer this story will likely stay alive in the media.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The administration also balking at calls for talks with House Republicans on spending cuts as the price to pass an extension or an increase to the country's debt limit, which will be reached within hours. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin telling the Fox Business Network this should be a bipartisan issue.
We're not getting rid of anything, and you can't scare the bejesus out of people saying we're going to get rid of Social Security, we're going to privatize. That's not going to happen, but we should be able to solidify it so the people that have worked and earned it know they're going to get it.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she'll begin prioritizing certain federal payments to stall the U.S. default on debt obligations. The office staff of Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube is asking for prayers for the congressman and his family. Stube is hospitalized with multiple injuries after what was called an accident at his home. He reportedly fell off the roof. The district attorney in Santa Fe, New Mexico, says she'll announce Thursday whether she'll press charges in the fatal 2021 shooting of cinematographer Halina Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. Actor Alec Baldwin was holding a gun during a rehearsal. He claimed it fired spontaneously. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A court has unsealed the search warrants executed on the apartment of the suspected University of Idaho killer.
Court documents reveal investigators searched Brian Koberger's apartment in Pullman, Washington, the day his arrest was announced, December 30th. They took stained bedding, a pillow with a possible blood stain on it, a glove, as well as hair. Some of the stains found on bedding were tested, others were not. No weapon was found. Koberger was a grad student at Washington State University, and his office was searched as well, though nothing was seized from there. Koberger is accused of murdering four University of Idaho students, Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Zanna Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin, in mid-November. Koberger was arrested at his parents' home in Pennsylvania after police told the public they were looking for a white Hyundai Elantra, which described Koberger's vehicle. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police in the Boston suburb of Cohasset, Massachusetts, say they have not and may not find the body of Anna Walsh, but they have recovered several items with blood and DNA on them, including a hacksaw and a hatchet. Her husband, Brian Walsh, formally charged Wednesday with killing her. The State Department has offered America's condolences to the family of Ukraine's interior minister killed Wednesday in a helicopter crash.
14 people are dead, including one child, and at least 25 others are wounded or hospitalized after an emergency services helicopter crashed into a kindergarten outside of Kyiv. Preliminary investigations suggest it was a pilot error terror in the fog. Investigators say they're not ruling out Russian interference. Ukraine's interior minister, his first deputy, and state secretary are among the dead. The interior minister oversees police and emergency services here in Ukraine, which, of course, is crucial during the war. He is the highest-ranking official to die since the war broke out. Ukraine has already tapped a temporary replacement. In Kyiv, Ukraine, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.